This week's Summit of Industrialized Nations in Evian, France, drew demonstrators protesting the effects of globalization, although the protesters were kept miles away in Switzerland. NPR's Markus Rosenbaum reports the demonstrators may be persistent, but that doesn't mean people are listening to their message.
The survey by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press was conducted in April and May in North America and virtually every other continent, 45 countries in all. The poll's director, Andrew Kohut, says the survey found that foreign influence is still a dirty word for people all over the world.
But when you ask people about the consequences of this interconnected world, they are more likely to say positive things than negative things.
The new poll shows that with few exceptions, people throughout the world find food and medicine more easily available, they think it's a good thing that they can get movies and television from other countries, and they even like fast food for the most part. But they also think there are fewer good-paying jobs, working conditions for ordinary people are worse, and the gap between the rich and the poor is more pronounced.
People do share the concerns of the anti-globalization forces. But when we do follow-up questions, well, why is that? Is it because the world is interconnected? They say, no, it's mostly domestic factors. And they tend to credit the things that are good, such as the increased availability of foods and medicines, with a smaller, faster, more connected world.
Mark Weisbrod says the survey doesn't really prove that people are satisfied with globalization. He is the co-director of the Center for Economic and Policy Research, an organization that has been critical of World Bank and International Monetary Fund policies. Weisbrod says it's no wonder the survey found so many people held those institutions and even big international corporations in high regard. He says the poll asked only general questions and didn't ask about specific policies he says led to the deteriorating conditions people reported.
Interest rates, budgetary policy, privatizations, opening up the foreign capital of their markets, any of these things, people would have easily drawn the connection between this and the sharp deterioration in their economic conditions over the last 5, 10, or 20 years.
Maybe so, but the poll does show that ordinary people are not making the connection between what's going on in their economy, the policies that may be behind it, and the institutions that push the policies. And they certainly aren't listening to the anti-globalization protesters who make those connections. In many countries, large numbers of people haven't even heard of the protests, and generally those who have heard of them don't hold them in particularly high regard. Nayan Chanda of the Yale Center for the Study of Globalization says one reason is that it's not really a movement, but a grab bag.
Some are anarchist, some are against capitalism, some are against genetically modified food, some are against exploitation of labor, and many of their agendas actually clash with each other.
More important, Chanda says, is the fact that it's easier to spot the good side of globalization than the bad side.
So if you ask people, is there more food today as a result of intensified trade and communication link, people say yes. But I think the problem arises when they're asked, if you have less job today, is it because of interconnectedness? And I think that is a much more sophisticated question.
So sophisticated, in fact, that it may be beyond the grasp of most people. Chanda says the only solution is education, but that is a long, slow process. And when it comes to economic questions, there's often no clear answer. On the subject of globalization, economists themselves are likely to disagree. Markus Rosenbaum, NPR News, Washington.